Over the years, literally thousands of ships have gone down off the coast of Cape Cod and the islands. But on December 15, 1976, when the Argo Merchant ran aground in the shoals south of Nantucket, it was in a class all by itself.
The Argo Merchant was such a large ship. It had such a huge cargo of dangerous material aboard. That's what heightened our fear.
That's WGBH's Bob C., who covered the story back in 76 for a small station in Orleans. The cargo was 7.7 million gallons of number 6 oil, a thick, sludgy fuel oil used to heat New England homes. The fear was of that cargo escaping and making its way ashore and into some of the world's most productive fisheries nearby.
So it sat out there on one of the sandbars south of Nantucket, literally kind of balanced on one of those sandbars with kind of swaying back and forth.
For days, pounded by heavy seas. The crew was rescued, and attempts were made to buttress the ship, to lighten its load, and to tow it out of the shoals.
It was a daily, almost hourly watch. We knew, eventually, that the ship was not going to survive.
On December 21st, the Argo Merchant split into two and released all of its viscous cargo into the waters off Nantucket. At the time, it was the largest maritime oil spill in American history.
Volume is not the greatest indicator of impact. You know, there are other things. You know, oil spills are like buying a house. It's location, location, location.
Chris Reddy studies oil spills for the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Location, in this case, was in their favor. The spill happened about 30 miles from shore, and the westerly winds pushed most of the oil slick out into the open Atlantic. Now, number 6 oil tends to float. In the fierce churn of the vast ocean, it breaks into smaller and smaller pieces until, over time, it degrades biologically. Location also provided a surprising silver lining.
That was an area where there was a capacity of scientific people to respond.
And respond they did. Existing models about how oil travels via ocean current were tested and improved. Studies were rushed onto the scene that led to a better understanding of how sediment moves along the ocean floor. In fact, the science done completely changed the way we respond to and recover from oil spills moving forward.
The Argo Merchant, for us, for the Office of Response and Restoration, and for NOAA, is a seminal spill.
Steve Lehman is with the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. In 76, NOAA was a fairly new endeavor. On the scene, they served as a conduit between the science and recovery efforts.
The relationship between NOAA and the U.S. Coast Guard in that regard worked out so well that we were then added as part of their response team and have been ever since.
Between its relatively minor impact and the leaps taken in science, the Argo spill is about as close as an ecological disaster can get to being a feel-good story. But reflecting back on those tense weeks on Cape Cod, C says he can't help but marvel at just how easily it could have gone the other way.
If the winds had been coming from the south, it would have been an entirely different story. Nantucket would have been covered with oil. The Cape might have been affected, certainly the fisheries. But it did not. So in a way, it was a Christmas blessing.
The Argo Merchant oil spill started when the 641-foot oil tanker ran aground off Nantucket 38 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwig III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
The oil, it's spilled in it, black in my face in it, tore out the heart of the whole human race. Young Dorothy Jean and her soul breaking at the corners and breaking at the seams. Glitter.